This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Today, north of Baghdad, insurgents ambushed an Iraqi army patrol, killing 19 Iraqi soldiers. The men were traveling in a convoy when they hit a roadside bomb. The gunman then opened fire. Also today, the Pentagon identified the 10 U.S. Marines killed Thursday by a roadside bomb near Fallujah. It was the deadliest attack on American troops in Iraq in 4 months. All 10 were members of the 1st Marine Division based at 29 Palms in California. 29 Palms is a satellite base for Camp Pendleton, which has lost more troops in Iraq than any other U.S. base. NPR's Scott Horsley went there today.
News of the roadside bombing commands a big headline here in Oceanside, California, outside Camp Pendleton. But deadly as the bombing was, it's just the latest in a sad litany for military barber William Palomo.
It doesn't sound good. That's all. It sounds bad. It is bad. It happens every day. It's 2, 3, 5, 10. It's too bad it has to happen. Maybe it'll finish one of these days. It's been going on 3 years.
Palomo's barbershop sits next door to the headquarters of the 1st Marine Division Association. A large map in the association window shows Iraq's Al-Anbar province. That area has been a killing ground for numerous Camp Pendleton Marines. More than 250 from the base have died in Iraq so far. Fallujah and Anbar province are also the likely destinations for Private First Class Mike Miller. He'll be deployed to Iraq for the first time in a matter of months.
I'm a little nervous, a little scared, but I try not to think about it, but sometimes you can't help it, and you just feel sorry for the loss. I mean, we're all brothers here, and we feel it every time we watch the news and somebody goes down, it hits kind of close.
The Marines killed Thursday come from around the country, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, Texas. For Miller, who's from Columbus, Ohio, everyone is like a neighbor.
A Marine's a Marine, and whether he's from Alaska, Hawaii, New York, you feel for the families and you feel sorry for him that it had to be him, no matter where he was.
The killings near Fallujah came one day after President Bush spelled out his strategy to win in Iraq amid growing calls for a quick withdrawal of troops. Marine Thomas Flam says U.S. troops need to remain in Iraq until that country's own forces are ready to take over.
It just makes me more fired up to go over there, do my part, fight for my country. We got to go over there and do what needs to be done and take care of those people over there, especially. Train them to keep up with their own people, you know.
On a sunny Saturday in December, Marines and civilians stroll through an outdoor mall in Oceanside, snacking at fast food shops or taking in a movie at the Art Deco-style Regal Cinema. Walking along the Oceanside Pier, Navy retiree Dominic Vesaluzzi says the country is lucky to have young Marines willing to fight.
I think that all the Marines that are over in Fallujah and all parts of Iraq are making a big sacrifice. They're doing it because they want to do it. There's a lot of them not saying that they want to come home. In fact, there's some of them that re-enlisted. So they must believe in what they're doing.
Another deployment is set for early next year, sending more than 20,000 Camp Pendleton Marines back to Anbar Province. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Oceanside, California.